We've seen a couple of these stories in the news over the past week or so where people's lives are threatened, or in some cases, they've lost their life because they're just doing something fun with their kids. We've heard about the story of the young Schomburg mom who is 33 years old who lost her life parasailing with her son and her nephew yesterday in Burlington, Wisconsin. It was a hot air balloon accident. And even before that, an accident at an amusement park in Bloomingdale resulted in Evelyn Rapier almost losing her life at her three-year-old's birthday party. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Evelyn is on the phone, as is her attorney, Mark McAllister. Thank you for joining us. Evelyn, I can't imagine what happened, so walk us through the details.
It was supposed to be a three-year-old's birthday party, my daughter's birthday party, and at first, we're having a great time as a normal family. We are doing activities with the kids, taking pictures, singing happy birthday. And towards the end, my father said, hey, how about you show the kids that the kids are afraid to do the zip line? They said, how about you guys do the zip line to show the kids that it's a great time. You can have fun. So me and my sister decided to go zip lining. And what seemed like that's going to be a fun activity ended up not being such a fun activity. By the time it was my turn, they put the harness around my legs, around my stomach. And when my feet hit off the ground, instantly the harness, instead of going to my stomach, it instantly traveled around my neck, choking me, causing me not to breathe. I was pulling the rope, trying to pick myself up. I tried my best to stay as calm as possible.
I don't know how you could stay calm in that situation, Evelyn. I would have been panicking.
Yes. At this point, you're thinking, you have to do it for your kids. You have to do it for your family. And I thought, if I panic, I can't think straight. There's no way I'm going to be able to think straight, and it's going to slip. And that's all I can think of is I can't imagine slipping and losing that one chance. And it was the scariest thing that has ever happened to me. And I hope this never happens to anybody. And this could have been somebody that is younger and that cannot carry themselves up. This could have been my kids, someone else.
Yeah, you're 24 years old, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah. And so this was at Urban Air Adventure Park, and they have told several media outlets that they cannot comment on it because of the pending lawsuit. But was there no one there to grab you, or how did you eventually get down?
Yeah, once you're on the ride, there's no stopping the ride that I know of. Once you're on, you have to finish it. You have to go one side to the other side. And by the time I was off, they were aware that I was in panic. I was coughing, crying. I was like, get this off me right now. And it was pretty obvious I was upset. Everyone was concerned. They did not discontinue the ride. They had other kids go on right after this happened. Like,
oh,
I remember being... I remember being on the floor, and the same workers that did this to me were strapping other little kids and having them go after me. And I was thinking, what in the world is going on here?
And like, so, Mark McAllister, you've taken her case on, and there's
yes.
pending lawsuit. Obviously, I see a basis, but I'm not a lawyer. So tell us how this all works.
Yeah, so after Mrs. Rapier contacted our office, we immediately launched an investigation and started to look into this for her quickly. And what we've come to find out is that more likely than not, the people working at this indoor park were not properly trained and did not have, the adequate information to be able to give her the warnings about the risks and those things that, were not obvious to her when she was thinking about getting in line to do this. I did want to make one statement. This is an indoor trampoline park. They call it Urban Air Adventure Park in Bloomingdale. But this is a place that, many people frequent with little kids for these types of parties where you can play in ball pits, jump on trampolines. So it's kind of a pretty fluid, fun environment where people let their guard down. And what we found, as I said, is that, you know, the people that were working these different rides, you know, were not properly trained and didn't really understand what needed to be done to securely fasten this harness in a safe way. And unfortunately for Mrs. Rapier, it got very scary very quickly.
I bet. I was wondering, because we were all talking about the things we've done, from zip lining to parasailing to jumping out of a plane to bungee jumping, where they always literally make you sign a release that you feel like you're giving your life away. You don't really read it. You sign it or you cannot participate. Is that something that you did, Evelyn? Was there any kind of release that you had to sign?
No, we did not sign any release. When we, as we walked in, you can tell everything was disorganized. Once we walked in, they said, hi, I'm here for a party, VIP, I like to pay for that. And they swiped my card and said, all right, now arrive to the nuts table. When I arrived to the nuts table, they just gave me my wristband, and we just head off and went to the room and enjoyed the day.
And what happened after the accident? What happened? Were you treated anywhere? Or, I mean, are you doing okay? Mm-hmm. What's happened?
Yeah, after the accident, the manager was aware of what happened. My father said, she needs a refund right now. This is unacceptable. He was very upset, and they refused to give us a refund. They said that my party was too expensive. I paid over $600 for my whole family to be there for my 3-year-old's birthday party, and they said that was too much to give away in 1 month. And so that was shocking, because I almost lost my life. And then after that, they only gave me a business card, and they did not do it with police support. Like, they did not take me to the back room, no paperwork, none of that. I did not see. I end up going to the emergency room because of this, and they did not reach out, none of that.
And is there a video of it?
Yes. My father took a Facebook Live of it.
Yes.
And in the video, you can hear my dad scream my name. Instantly, he knew something was wrong, but he could not do anything because, like I said, once you're on the ride, there's no stopping the ride. Once you're on, you have to go to get out. You have to go through the end of it, just to the platform.
Well, thank you for joining us and explaining what went on, because I think a lot of people and a lot of kids participate in all these activities, and
yes,
we don't give it a second thought that they could be life-threatening at any point. Is it mostly kids that work there, or are there, you know, and when I say kids, I mean, you know, because I've got a 20-year-old, it sounds like a job mm-hmm. that he would have, or...
It seems that the employees that work there are varying in age, so I don't know that it's fair to characterize them as just kids, but certainly there needed to be a little more attention to detail and more formal training.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Evelyn. I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm guessing that that's not a place you're going to frequent again.
Thank you, Lisa.
Coming up next, Lauren's got the news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.